Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's show. This is Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I am excited you are here today. We're going to have a wonderful discussion with a very talented woman all about her psychic talents, her energy healing abilities, and what she can offer you on your spiritual journey. So we're going to speak with her shortly, but as always, I like to start with some general announcements and things for you to be aware of in terms of what's going on right now. There's a lot of things moving and shaking on so many different levels, and you're probably feeling it in your own life. Today is March 19th, and astrologically, this is the very last day of a full year cycle. This is when we are completing an energetic cycle that began with the last spring equinox of 2013. So this means that we are completing and finishing, and yet you could feel that pull, even that energetic excitement for something new to start, and maybe you feel really ready for that next phase to begin. That is very much the energy right now. I'm feeling it. I'm sensing it in other people. So we are on a precipice of new beginnings, and I hope that that inspires you. Officially on March 20th, the spring equinox, a new cycle begins. It's the astrological new year. It is when we set intentions and new beginnings occur. So think about what you want to initiate starting on March 20th and into April, because the full month of Aries, which is March 20th to April 20th, is all about new beginnings. What is your biggest intention for yourself in this new cycle of energy? What do you want to create, develop, grow, manifest, all of that? It's time right now to get clear on all of those goals and intentions. I did a show on all of the astrology from the spring equinox to the summer solstice, and that show was on March 18th, and it's called the Spring 2014 Highlights. So check that out if you want more astrology, more information, and it's taking you through April, May, and into June. So that was a really popular show, by the way. Also, another announcement to share with you is that I am going to be offering free marketing courses for authors, artists, healers, messengers, teachers, all of these, anyone who is sharing information online. I want to support you and help you. And I have over 15 years of marketing expertise. I have been a digital marketing strategist. I have been an email marketing specialist, which means I helped develop email campaigns for HP, for a lot of big companies out there. I know a lot, and I use it, and I want you to know it. What's the good of having this great information if we don't share it and pass it forward? So please sign up on ConsciousCoolChic.com if you are needing some marketing support and assistance right now. It's a great time to ramp up your game and to get out there just a little bit more. So those courses are going to start in April, and all you have to do is join the email list, and I will be in touch with you about the specifics. Another announcement to share with you is that I am also doing a new mastery course with a fabulous woman, Sass Jordan, and she and I are taking the real-world experiences of putting yourself out there, making a presentation, going on a date, making a toast at a wedding, you know, however you need to present yourself in the world, we're combining that with spiritual understandings so that you can feel grounded, strong, confident in any area of life that you need to present yourself. You can sign up for that on ConsciousCoolChic.com. If you scroll down, there's a link to that program and that website. It's called Rockin' the New World with Sass and Molly, and that will be coming out later in the spring. So I'm just looking over my list here. There's so much going on, and I'm really excited about the guest today, Charlotte Zivac, and so I'm kind of bubbly, extra bubbly. I guess you could say I'm always bubbly, but today extra doses of it. So I want to introduce you to a really fabulous woman because she has so much to share with us, and she has a lot of gifts that are rare and special, and she has some talents that we don't hear a lot about. And I want you to know about your own potential right now, because we have access to a lot of potential at this time. And it's so important to know that your abilities and your skills are limitless right now. She is a great example of talent and of what you can do to continue on your spiritual path and developing your gifts. Let me check to make sure this is her just a second. Hi, Charlotte. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I thought I was waiting on Skype. So.
No, I saw you right there, and I just wanted to make sure that everyone could hear you okay. And I was funny because I was like, I could just talk about her talents forever, but let me make sure that you're here.
I'm here. Yay. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show. I love the name of your show. I love what you're doing, and it's a real honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And I want everyone to know just a bit about you, because as I was describing, as I was hyping you up, essentially, you came in with a lot of gifts, Charlotte. And so I want people to get an idea of it, that you are an internationally renowned transformative intuitive who is an alchemist, a conscious evolutionary intuitive guide with full sensory perception. And what that means, my friends, full sensory perception means use of all abilities, like all of the clairs. And Charlotte was born on a new moon solar eclipse, gifting her with X-ray vision, a background in spiritual energetic psychology, and she has a very high vibrational frequency of healing. Charlotte's nature is so joyful, and I feel this whenever I connect with her, that she is able to connect with a very high, vibrant, abundant, creative energy. And she is able to use her gifts to help you heal your own energetic anything that comes up. We're going to talk more about that in this show. Charlotte is producer and host of the radio show Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic on BBS Radio. She is a media personality and advisor with numerous international TV talk shows, including Discovery, Animal Planet Networks, Sun, Slice, and USA. She has been featured in radio and print, including Elle Canada, Reuters, and Yahoo. She is the official morning show psychic on Y105 FM with Ben and Shauna. And she has also been nominated for Distinct Woman of the Year in health and wellness articles. She has written for several magazines and newspapers and has been penning the popular column The Divine O. She is an inspirational speaker, a soul singer, and Charlotte does a lot of workshops, programs, mentoring, sacred ceremonies, and she's a global journey leader with Spiritual Quest Journeys. And by the way, you should check out spiritualquestjourneys.com. You can listen or you can check that out as you're listening. And then some of the coolest things that Charlotte has done is she's been featured in Hollywood hit movies such as How to Lose a Guy in 100 Days. Love that movie. The Pacifier and Hairspray. So, again, thank you for being here, Charlotte. It's so fun to share everything you've done with more people.
Oh, thank you. It's so much fun, and it's so funny because here I was listening to you talk about the stuff I've done, and I'm like, wow, she sounds cool. Oh, gee, that's me.
Yeah.
Kind of wild.
Yes. And I want to let everyone know, too, that, you know, you can check out Charlotte's website, which is Charlotte, and her last name is spelled S-Z, Z as in zebra, S and Sam, Z as in zebra, I, V as in Victor, AK.com, CharlotteSivak.com. Check that out and see more of what she offers and what you do, because what I love about you, Charlotte, is that you haven't put yourself in a particular box or limited yourself in terms of everything you can do.
I think that must be my Sag rising, because I'm I don't know, I get bored, so I like to try new ventures and explore new horizons, and I'm, you know, like all of us, I'm an eternal student of life, so I'm always trying to learn as much as I can, because then that way you get an expanded view, your vastness totally expands, and then what ends up happening is you're able to give more in your sessions, when you're speaking, or when you're doing, you know, interviews like this with you. And I got to say thank you so much for inviting me on your show, and especially, too, because we had you on my show, too, which was amazing. So really happy to have been able to do that.
Well, and thank you. And, yes, I was on your program, and that's going to air on April 1st on BBS Radio. And if anyone wants to listen to that, you can follow along on my Facebook page or on Charlotte's Facebook page and hear that, because we had a fun time. And if you are interested in taking Spiritual Quest Journeys, you're going to love Charlotte's show, because you feature one in every episode, and I'm excited about what you're sharing in this upcoming broadcast. So I have to give a quick plug.
Why, thank you. No, really, thank you.
We're going to have so much fun. Charlotte, can you tell everyone a bit about how you started to understand your spiritual gifts and your powers? Because I think that's what so many people want to hear and know. It's like, how did you know you had all these access points and understandings around energy?
Oh, that's actually such a great question and a loaded question at the same time, because I actually didn't really think it was anything that special, because I thought everybody could do it. I've been able to speak with or hear animals and commune with nature and all of that since I was about 4 years old. And so, again, I just thought it was normal. I thought everybody did it. And then as I kept growing up and was getting older, I started to realize that there was something different going on. Why could I see, you know, holographic images? Why could I see angels? And, you know, if I'd mention it, people would look at me like I was, you know, are you drinking something? But it was a really interesting time for me. And what it did, it has actually made me feel more secluded and kind of shut off from the world, because I just felt like I couldn't either contribute or I couldn't connect with people. So it was kind of a lonely time. But what I want to say is what really, really helped was animals and being able to start to understand. I think it was about 12 or 13 when I had my first reading, and I was so fascinated with the cards that I got myself cards as well, and I started to think, well, this feels right to me. I'd always gone with my feelings. Every time I had thought or was thinking about what I think I should do or should go after or whatever, it just never seemed to work out, or it didn't feel right, and all it just always seemed to block me out. So I realized very early on that I had to take my own path and just go one step at a time because I kept thinking, okay, this isn't working, that's not working, I should try this. And, you know, like all of us, I fought with myself of what I should do with my life, where I should evolve, what I should take in school, where should I go to university, should I go to college, what should I do for work. It was a real battle. It was a huge struggle for me. And it wasn't until I lived in Los Angeles when I was in my 20s, my early 20s, that I had been started to get into the film industry. And I liked it because it was such an open space and people seemed to really honor your intuition. And I started to recognize that more and more people that were in the industry were also extremely intuitive and they trusted their guts and they were very hardworking people. So I really felt like I was at home. And then I had met Tom Cruise at a party of all places and we had gone to some premiere. And it was such an interesting experience because he of course, was pretty intuitive as well, too. And he was kind of surprised when I told him what I was doing for work. And so he said, he goes, you know, are you, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm a corporate executive. And he was like, you're a liar. And I'm like, no, really. And he was like, you know, you really should try this. And I thought, yeah, okay, buddy, I whatever. And so I came back to Canada. And I don't know what came over me. I just remembered that conversation I had with him. And I thought, okay, fine, I'll go get an agent. And I went to my very first audition, and I got the role, got into the Actors Union, and I never looked back. And it was such one of those defining moments because it was an instinct. It was a gut feeling. And because of that, I started to work with only my gut. So it was a real incredible challenge. It was a really amazing door just opening. And people would talk about spirituality and all this and healing and everything on set. And so it was such a welcoming space to be in. And I just kept focusing on working on it and getting into meditation and healing. And then slowly I just gradually opened up. And I started to realize, I mean, I'd always been reading since I was about 16 years old, but I'd read things and I'd get scared because they'd always come true. And some of them weren't really, you know, like pretty things. And it was things that were like shadow issues. But, of course, at that time, I was too young to truly understand the implications of everything. So it scared me and I stepped back. So I kept fighting with, you know, which world should I belong to? And it was, like I'd mentioned earlier, it was a real struggle. And when I finally found that space in the film industry, it kind of helped me to leapfrog into truly expressing myself creatively and being able to really be in my intuition. And I just kept growing and expanding and evolving and then learning everything I could, every book I could get my hands on, every meditation, every healing. And, you know, it was kind of funny how my friends really supported me and saying, no, you should do this reading. Here, read this person. And I wouldn't do it because I was really kind of scared. And then finally I overcame it and learned all about how to protect yourself and boundaries and the power of it. And then slowly got introduced to mystery schools and always was fascinated with Egypt and, you know, loved to travel. And then I got onto the psychic tours, and it was kind of funny because I was doing it part-time and then working in the film industry full-time, and then it kind of flipped. And it was amazing because, you know, then I started to work on some pretty big movies where I worked with the director, Adam Shankman, who he did some really incredible films. And he really supported me, and it was amazing because they had seen me go from when we worked on The Pacifier with Vin Diesel to 2 years later when they came back and were shooting Hairspray, and they just gave me the role, which I was like, what, really? And they had seen how much I had evolved in my own healing, and it was so amazing to be supported by them and just to keep going with it. And because I loved it so much and I started to really delve into alchemy and the shadow process, I couldn't get enough. And the traveling, and it was just amazing how it all came together. And it was just one door kept opening to the next. So I'd always go a step at a time. So I know it sounds kind of like a sort of like a really intricate, all over the place type of a journey, but it was really incredible. And I started to learn how to harness my abilities, and I started to learn what the abilities were. And then as I anchored all the meditation and the clearings and the healings and working with shamans and all kinds of stuff, all of a sudden, all my abilities became one and the full sensory perception really aligned. And then the Palladians started to come in, and then the Andromedans, the Sirians, and the Arcturians. And it was just always awesome. I was like, give me more. I'm ready for this. And it was incredible because then, of course, I could turn it back and then give it to all my clients. And the clients started to grow. And I was like, wow, this is incredible. And then, of course, being in film for so many years, I was comfortable with the camera and the media stuff. So then all of a sudden all these new things started popping up where I was doing interviews for radio shows and started writing and just expanding. And then one of my clients, Shauna, love her, she had gone to a radio station to go in a contest to become a producer. It was a really pretty popular morning show, and she won. And so here she got this contract to work with this morning show at the time with Ben and Carrie, and she brought me on, and it was like magic. We just, the four of us just totally had this incredible chemistry, and I've been with them now for 3 years, and it's just been amazing how the doors just keep opening left, right, center, and you know, you step through them and then meeting all these people and then stepping into, it was always an elevation, always like taking stairs up and moving into then tours and then working with Pete Panos from Spiritual Quest Journeys to now traveling the globe to different sacred sites and doing activations and light body healing and quantum healing and quantum physics and all mixing it together with the spiritual or the knowledge of the mystery schools. I mean, it's just been incredible. And in truth, I've always just been in the moment. And I don't know how else to explain it other than whatever it was that drove me or guided me, it just brought me to this point here in the now. And I'm so grateful for all the lessons and for everything that all the experiences from, you know, the ebbs and the flows of being in this position to be able to really honor and hone it in and now stand here truly vulnerable and truly transparent and naked as a person who has really reclaimed their soul. It's been amazing, and how it inspires others. I'm truly honored to step into this and to just be.
Amazing. Such an incredible story. And there's so much right there that you just described that I want to dive into. And one of them is, okay, let's back it up. And you met Tom Cruise, and he was so supportive of what you are all about and what you could do. And then I love how the film industry was such a great playground for this part of yourself, because we can hear the opposite about it. You know, we can hear a lot of negative things about the entertainment industry. And I just love hearing how you connected with people who were trusting their gut. I think that's just a wonderful, snippet of your story for people to really get that, you know, in the creative field, when you trust your gut, you get a lot more information.
Oh, it's so true. And when you trust the unfoldment and you don't, you know, freak out and go into that whole anxiety and panic mode of, oh, my God, what's going to happen? And how is this going to unfold? And what am I going to do? And am I going to look like a fool? And, you know, like, it's so true. It's a self-talk. It's a conversation with the universe. So you got to be careful what you say.
And it's very cool to hear how that was so supportive of your personal expression, because it sounded like, you know, even just going into, okay, entertainment industry, you know, you just, you know, took a leap of faith with that and just trusted that, okay, I just need to follow this because it's fitting, and for whatever reason you're going to be getting some gifts, huge gifts, and then more and more started showing up for you. I just love this part of your story, Charlotte, because at times I feel that, you know, entertainment industry can be at odds with the spiritual industry and spiritual studies.
It's so true. And it's interesting you say that, because what's really funny is whenever I'm in L.A. or even if I go to Sedona, I always seem to run into somebody. And it's so interesting when you're at the ashrams how they're there too. They're seeking themselves. And a lot of them, the ones, the really top stars, the ones that are like the superstars, they truly understand the shadow. And they do have some form of a spiritual connection where they understand how important meditation is and, you know, that sense of self where you can totally disengage from all the illusion, the glamour, and the maya of what the Hollywood lesson is. And once you're able to embrace that, you truly become a success because you know that it's just an illusion. So when I met John Travolta, that was so amazing because it was the first time we were just in rehearsal just before we were going to camera. We had about 2 weeks before it. And I had a few scenes with him, and he showed up. He had no entourage or anything. He was totally by himself. And when he walked in, he was introducing himself. He was very down to earth, very just a really incredibly generous, beautiful soul. And it was so interesting because as we introduced ourselves, we shook hands and he stopped and he looks at me and he says, "There's something different about you." And I was like, "Oh, well, you know." But what was amazing was that as I watched him, behind him is when I actually saw Archangel Michael totally materialize. And it wasn't until after I thought, "Oh my gosh, he actually played Michael in a movie." It was such an incredible experience to see that and to know how, you know, like they're so in tune. And then, of course, you see, like you mentioned, like you see what happened with Britney Spears and Tiger Woods and even just what's happening right now with Justin Bieber. It's all shadow. And it's such a fascinating topic. We were talking about this, about the whole Philip Seymour Hoffman death as well, too, and how it had, a lot of it had attributed to the shadow and, you know, the fear and the anxiety. And it's a really incredible place to look at and to gain strength from. And once you can transmute that energy and understand the value of its lesson, it will not rock you. It won't throw you off. But sometimes people just go a little too far off the path and they don't know how to bring themselves back.
And what I love, Charlotte, and that I feel I connect with you on, and or at least in one way, is that there is an understanding of the shadow and how to embrace it or work with it or to own it. And I feel that this is something that people have been kind of like teeter-tottering around, right? It's like, no, it's not okay. Yes, it's okay. No, it's just back and forth. What can you share with us about the shadow? And also, can you just introduce it to people who might not know what this means exactly, what the shadow is?
One of the most powerful lessons of your life. We all have to go through this part, and it's why I love the word alchemy so much. Some of us know that alchemy means turning base metals into gold, but when you show it towards spirituality, it means turning your shadow, your grief, your pain, everything that you hide, suppress, or swallow, anything that has hurt you or you may have felt victimized or angered by that you haven't expressed, you've just swallowed it, is your pain, is your shadow. It's a lot when people think, you know, I am so, look how great I am. But in truth, they're just projecting that because they're really afraid that they're not that good or worthy. And what's interesting about it is that energy cannot be destroyed, but it can be transformed. And this is why alchemy is so powerful, because once you really start to understand its implications, that it is truly your ally and that it is there to help you. It is there to help you to recognize what the emotional wound is and the pieces so that you can look at them and embrace them and transmute them. It shifts the energy to the energy of love. Now, there's only two real emotions, love and fear, but fear breaks into thousands of different emotional wound resonances. And for us to understand this, it's to embrace each individual emotional resonance. So anger and rage are two different things, but there's still an aspect of fear. And so this is where one of my favorite quotes by Carl Jung comes in, where he says, "Those who look outward dream, but those who look inward awaken." And that's really what alchemy is about, the shadow. It's about awakening your inner self, your inner potential, but you're really illuminating your inner spark. And what I find that happens is, for those of you who know what chakras are, and those who don't, the energy spinning wheels, each chakra correlates to a different organ and tissue, but also gives you the lessons of the shadow. Each one has its shadow self and shadow lesson. And what I find when it really plugs in is usually around the third chakra, which is in your solar plex area, which always relates with power, your own power, the power you give away, power struggles, abuse, control, manipulation. Those fears are always residing in that area. And once people have learned that there is energy or start to comprehend or have an understanding that there is more out there, frequency, vibration, and energy, as Nikola Tesla says. I love that line about if you want to know the secrets of the universe, think in those terms. It's so true because what you see is an illusion. It doesn't exist. It's what you feel that counts. So shadow-wise, when you start to understand frequency and emotion, then your next step in evolution is alchemy. And not everybody is strong enough to go through that, or not all of us are, you know, in this incarnation, in that space where we want to take that, because we all have different types of incarnations as well, too. So it's a really fascinating piece to add into your life. And when you really start to understand it, there's some fabulous books out there that can help you by Debbie Ford, Marianne Williamson, A Return to Love, or Why Good People Do Bad Things is a phenomenal book, or The Shadow Effect. These can all really help you with that self-interest and turning inward and embracing what you fear, because then that's when you have the breakthroughs, not the breakdowns. And it's just an incredible, valuable asset for yourself, because then what ends up happening is as you transmute your pain, you open yourself up to these new experiences, opportunities, you attract higher vibrational people into your life, experiences, abundance, joy, and money, which is your birthright, and your life transforms. But it's having that ability to trust and having that ability to just really be truthful with yourself and allow those walls to fall down, because so many of us put these walls up thinking, you know, an ambiguity, thinking that you want someone to show you love because you're afraid of rejection or betrayal, but you actually end up blocking out people around you instead of allowing love in. And sometimes those walls are built so high that you can't climb them. So, you know, I don't always have the bulldozer to knock it over for people, so that's something they have to do themselves. And as you slowly take those walls down piece by piece by piece and the layers of pain, you start to expose yourself as truly being naked, but not naked by the flesh, naked in the soul. And that is true power, because that's when you embrace your vulnerability, which is a huge, incredible sign of strength. And you have nothing to hide because you know that you are love and you fully embrace that you are born from love and you reclaim that you are love. And your life or your soul ignites.
So gorgeous. And I resonate with so much of what you're saying, because we have reached this pinnacle point, I think, collectively as humanity, that we have to really embrace our shadow side as something that we own and can transmute. And as you just described, it has so many gifts to offer us. And for those of you who have read my book, The Art of Trapeze, this is what I'm talking about. Like, I'd share with you this full experience I had and how I had to come face to face with all these vulnerable parts of myself, and then you transmute it into something more empowering and more true to you. And that's the timeline we're in, and that's what is so supportive right now. And like Charlotte described, there are so many ways to do that, and it is not for every person, but it is available to every person.
It's what
and
you
I think
choose
Charlotte,
to embrace.
What's that?
Like said, is if you choose to embrace, like you said.
Yes, and I feel that we're shifting. So many people on the spiritual journey are like shifting into the fact that, you know, being human, being an awakened, conscious human, means that you own all of your energy, all of it. And it's not just about, you know, standing in the light all the time. It's also loving all these other parts of us that make us human and see them as additional layers that add to our richness and our abilities and our talents and what we can do in the world and how we can find more power within ourselves. And it's just so exciting to connect with you, Charlotte, because people are really ready for this validation. And so if people listening now want to explore this a little bit more, whether they want to take baby steps or they want to leap, what type of sessions or workshops or support do you offer people who are ready to do this level of work?
Oh, I love this kind of work. It's my favorite. There's a couple of different things that we can do where we can have a soul ignition session or a divine tune-up. And I tune in, and what happens is I usually go into, or I can go into the Akashic Records and pull out the contracts from the past, present, and future lives that are either inhibiting you from holding yourself back or second-guessing yourself, and help to clear those contracts, transmuting the energies, and then seeing where along the line to move forward. I give a lot of I can give homework as well, too, where I deal with some of the mystery school information so that you can take that on yourself and do it on your own, which is so important. Or I'd be so honored for people to come on tour with me where we go into the different sacred sites across the globe and do incredibly accelerated work. Where the next trip is Egypt, which is May 1st to the 10th, and we'll be going to all the different temples and doing the different activations correlated to the different chakras, but also with the micro and the macrocosm of the Milky Way and the cosmic consciousness that applies with it. And then in June, we're doing an animal communication and crystal therapy course in Namibia, Africa. And we also have Avalon in the south of France coming up. We're working through those dates. And Sedona as well, too, where we go to the different vortexes and some of the off-the-trail vortexes as well and do some really mind-blowing work related to with the Divine Mother and the Father God and Holy Water and just really major transmutation and helping people to reclaim their tantric self, their tantric vibration. So it's a real honor to be able to do all of this, but I would just first suggest doing even just a soul ignition session and just to see, you know, where to go from there and what suits or fits the individual soul the best.
Exactly. Yes, yes. And you also work with animals. Right? Mm-hmm. And you do animal communication, and I know a lot of people want to connect more with their fur babies, our four-legged friends. And I think that is so important to know that they can reach out to you for that type of support as well.
Oh, yes. It's such an amazing experience. And especially, too, once you learn how to do it yourself, it really opens up a whole new dimension to your life. And, oh, that would be so amazing to come. I'm so looking forward to going to Namibia, being on the reserve, and then working with the giraffes and the lions and tigers. What I'm really excited about, though, is the rhinos, because those are my favorite animals. I mean, I love all animals, but there's just something about rhinos that just do it.
What do they do? Like, what kind of messages do the rhinos share with you, or what energy do you feel?
Strength and keep moving. Don't ever hold yourself back. And, you know, when you see a rhino charging, you get out of its way.
Yeah.
Adventure, you know, like, they're just so cool. I think I just love them. Their energy is just so wild. And I love how powerful they are, yet they are so gentle. And so, you know, just, you know, they could just kill you with a flinch, but they have such respect and such beauty to them that it's really amazing. I mean, you can say that about all the animals. They are just so incredible and so gentle, and horses and giraffes. I mean, they're just so incredible. And when you have an open heart and you come from a space of love, the animals recognize that instantly and all fear drops. I mean, I'm not, you know, condoning you guys. Go in the forest now and hang out with the grizzly bears, you know, if you have an open heart. You know, still use some logic, but...
Yeah, we want to do a disclaimer here that we're not telling you.
It's been cool, though. I've had some people tell me after they take a class and they go to the zoo and they have some really wild experiences with all the different animals. It's quite amazing. But, yeah, some of the wild ones, they're not always awakened in the heart, so they're usually in survival up to the third chakra. So, but it's interesting, too, because animals have a very interesting karma. They're our brother and sisters. And they're the next species to evolve. And it's amazing, too, with their karma, for them to evolve or to move into their next level of evolution, they have to be in a heart-based relationship. So it's incredible, and it makes so much sense, too, why people love dogs so much. And cats.
Absolutely. But I love that you're sharing about wild animals. You know, the one we often think animal communication with our domestic friends instead of understanding that we can connect and communicate with the exotic animals all over the world, whether it's, like you said, at the zoo or out on a safari or on a trip. It's like, again, it's the energy we carry with us and then how we connect with other beings from that space.
And what you can do is, like, say you want to connect with the dolphins or the whales. You don't necessarily have to connect with an individual one. You can connect with what they call the oversoul, which oversees and overlights all of the dolphins or all of the whales. So if you're in Hawaii on a catamaran going up the North Shore, and yeah, which I've done, amazing, and you want to really see the whales, then you connect into the oversoul of the whales and you just ask them to show themselves to you, and it's always mind-blowing. Or when you want to go in the forest and see deer.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Oh, I love these types of stories. And, I mean, your energy just goes up when you talk about your travels and everything that you do with Spiritual Quest Journeys. Everyone, you can check out that website, spiritualquestjourneys.com, to see more details about Charlotte's upcoming trips, and also check out her website, charlottesivak.com, for more details and specifics, because you have a lot going on. I mean, it's kind of hard to keep up with you.
Yeah, you could say that again. But I love it. So I also go on tour throughout Canada, too, and do some of the psychic fairs. So, you know, we meet a lot of people there through there as well, too, and then do lectures as well. So it's been a really incredible experience. But when I look at my schedule, I don't look at it, you know, next week. I look at it a year in advance. So it makes a difference that it's a little easier to figure yourself out where you're going to be.
Right, right. Especially with these big trips and everything that you have in the works. Something else that I think people would be interested in hearing about is your healing and connections with Atlantis, because a lot of people listening to this show are interested in Atlantis and those, you know, cosmic connections. Have you noticed any trends right now that people are working on through their Atlantis energies and that lineage?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because it's I was really drawn to Atlantis in the beginnings, but now I'm really working more with Lemuria and Mu. And it's really interesting how, as you keep going through the different lineages, how you learn from them and then, of course, expand from consciousness to the next level. So it really just depends on what level the person is on, because there's such a vast amount of knowledge out there that you don't really stay stationary in one spot for too long. And it's basically like a step up to the next conscious level, or the golden nugget of wisdom of what you need to learn from that era. And then when you embrace that era, then you move to the next one. And it's interesting, because now I look at it from an even bigger space, where we look at it from how the matriarch was in power, and then the patriarch had taken over, which now is shifting itself back. And now it's not that the matriarch is coming back and that it's better than having the patriarch. It's just what we need at this time to balance out. As 2013 was about reclaiming the divine feminine, now in 2014 it's clearing the divine masculine to awaken and arise in 2015, the divine sacred union of the two polarized opposites united, aligned together as one, married or synergistically aligned within. So it's they each have their point in history along the timeline of where we've had our experiences as conscious evolutionary souls, going through whatever lessons we needed to work through at those times or those periods of history, to now reclaim those fragmented aspects of ourselves to become whole and become one. So it's such a fascinating way to look at things. And Atlantis is interesting. You bring up to my mind Brian DeFlores, who I met actually when I was in Sedona. And he has a very, very wild website all about language of light transmissions, where he has these incredible symbols and pictures that when you hold them and you look at them, they really activate you on a soul level. And it's cool because if you hold the pictures in your hand, it puts you into a quantum state, and it helps you to access parts of your inner knowing that you might have also, you know, missed or left behind. And so he actually calls his gallery Atlantis Gallery, and he's just absolutely connected to that realm and to the Ashtar Command. So if anyone listening is really interested in that, I would encourage you to check out his website and his information. And just, you know, looking at all the different aspects, I mean, we also work with crystal skulls. I'm also a guardian of a crystal skull. And what's really incredible about that is how that also implies to the lessons from ancient Egypt, Atlantis, and Lemuria, where they had the skulls there as well, too, and they had filled or placed the information or the transmissions into the skulls to be later retrieved at a later date. They called that the Alpha Time and now the Omega, which is, of course, where we are now, to remind us and to remember not only who we are, but of the ancient wisdom that resides within each of us, our cellular memory, and also, too, through the universe that once you connect to as elevating yourself in consciousness and vibration, this information opens up to you. So it's a very multidimensional or transdimensional or interstellar type of a question you just asked, or I just took off on, because it's just really a piece of the puzzle that just gives you back an aspect of yourself or your power and then just opens you up to, again, just a new level of understanding.
Yes, and it's so important for people to understand the connections, which I think you beautifully explained. Interest in Atlantis or remembering certain people or experiences from Atlantis is almost like this gateway into other cosmic portals, into other understandings of your own inner dimensionality. And as you mentioned, Lemuria and Mu and all these other places that our souls have experienced and that we have memories of, it's almost like it comes flooding back in sometimes. That's what I experienced, and it was quite overwhelming. And so if people are having hints of Lemuria experiences or feel a connection, what do you advise them to do, Charlotte? What should they do next if they're getting these insights around these soul experiences?
Oh, I love that question. What I would suggest, first of all, is make sure you know your boundaries, your priorities, because then as these new energies come in and awaken you, you don't get confused with the energy of the outside world or anything you may have taken on from other people. When you really understand your boundaries, I just want to step back for a second, because you reminded me of something that happened to me when I was in Hawaii, and we were whale watching on one of the South Shore, and when I was walking out onto the rocks, I kept hearing psst, psst, and I was looking around, and I was like, okay, where's that coming from? And then I realized it was coming from the ground. And when I looked on the ground, there was a beautiful lava rock. And for those of you who've been to Hawaii, you probably know this. You're not supposed to take any rocks from Hawaii. So I picked up the rock, and it was in the shape of a hand. And the message that I got so clearly as I held this rock in my hand was that you will always be guided. And I think that was truly the point where all my resistance had dissolved, and I finally just surrendered to being guided to where I needed to go, to the information, however insane it might have sounded at the time, but to receive that information and then know that when it was the right time, all the pieces of the puzzle would fit. And it to be in that kind of a space, maybe we all need, you know, some kind of an experience like that, that is just such a transcending moment in your life that makes you go, whoa. And you realize you always remember that part, so that when something completely inexplainable or multi-transdimensional or interstellar happens, that you don't freak out and go, no, that's impossible, that's crazy, and run off. You actually sit in the moment and you feel the moment through in trust. And when people have issues with trust, what I really suggest for them to do is get a piece of or a jewelry piece of sodalite, which is a beautiful radiant blue stone that helps with learning to surrender into the moment, to trust the unfoldment, and to have faith with what you're being presented with, because it is always an aspect that will help you or guide you with your soul. So really about going back to understanding your boundaries and also truly recognizing your energy and knowing when you've had enough, knowing your limits, and opening yourself up. There's my beautiful dog, Sushi, making sure to let me know about her boundaries right now.
Yes, yes. They're very clear communicators.
They're very great communicators.
And one of the things about this show is that it is a convergence zone of people on different parts of their spiritual journey. Everyone is exactly where they need to be. And so for some people, you are introducing them to this whole other world, and you just said a lot of words that they have no idea what it means, because they're just opening up to the bigger understanding of their energy and soul experiences. And that's an exciting time. So if you're listening and you weren't quite sure of everything that Charlotte was saying, understand that this is, again, like she just said, it's like you've been giving a piece here of information that you can reference and use at the right time going forward, as long as you trust. I also like to say, and this is funny, Charlotte, you'll probably laugh, everything is weird when you don't know what it is at first. And so if this is, if on some level you're thinking, I don't know what's going on, if you want to stick with this, you are going to be amazed at opening up to more of your gifts, more of your talents, and that is what Charlotte is so good at. It's like it's really igniting your soul's energy in these quantum layers that could feel overwhelming. But as she just said, you know, you are safe. You are exactly where you need to be. Everything is going to be lining up perfectly as long as you continue to choose to trust.
And so, my favorite is then when finally it reveals itself, you look back at it and go, oh, that's what that was all about.
Yes, the hindsight gifts are incredible, and it's like, oh, click, 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 I get it now. This is what I'm learning or developing or experiencing. It's one of my favorite things about being on a spiritual journey is that, you know, when we choose to trust, we also have, it's like we get opened up to new levels of amazement and synchronicity and coincidences and things that, you know, our human brains could never completely fathom or understand, because we're so much bigger than our brains.
Touché.
So, yeah. So I love that you have these gifts, Charlotte, that people can connect with to expand on their own spiritual journey, to understand more about their abilities, what they're here to heal, to learn. Do you teach classes on spiritual topics such as these that we've just talked about?
Sometimes I do. I've been fortunate enough to do a couple of telesummits and to bring forth some of those type of messages. But what I've also done too is I've co-created with this fabulous guy, Jeff Bigman in LA, who does animated visualizations. And what we did was we co-created with each other these videos to help with accelerating your ascension and helping you to embrace your power. So if you visit on my website, charlottesivak.com, look under resources and activation videos, a lot of that stuff is there. And it's there, they're tools to help you so that if you're ever questioning yourself or wondering what the hell is going on, that at least can help to guide you. There's also the invocations written out that show you what to do on a daily, weekly, monthly process, and just to help you with, you know, really truly embracing your power and the next step, the next level. Also, too, what I really like to do is take people to the sacred sites and do the work there. I find that that really works the best, and we're creating it into a mastermind type of a program as well to really help souls to, you know, when they're really committed to themselves and they really want to learn this part, that they come and it just really opens the doors for them brilliantly. So, and then through the sessions, I've been doing where I do one-on-one coaching with people as well, too, to help them as they move through all the issues and the emotions and the shadow as they work through. And I'm sure there's something we can also co-create together in the future to really bring forth some even more, you know, great ideas and great events to help everybody just to grow together as one.
Absolutely. And that's so important to know that we're supported and we have connections available that as we go along this path that, you know, we're all doing it together on our own timeline, in our own way, but that it's not meant to be completely lonely, that you have support and people who get it, who understand this part of the experience. We only have a few minutes left, but I would love to know, Charlotte, what else do you have coming up that people should know about? You know, you mentioned your awesome tours, and I know you are in Toronto, right? You're in Ontario.
Yeah,
and
I'm
you're
in Ontario.
And you're featured. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say you're featured on the radio show, and there just seems like there's a lot of ways that people can connect with you if they, you know, want to discover more about what you're sharing with the world.
Yeah, well, I'm so honored, and please just come on and check out the website, and if there's something that resonates with you, please, by all means, drop me a line. I look forward to connecting with you, and just so honored to be here today and just to share and just be so present with you, Molly. It's been really amazing.
Likewise, it's been so great to hear your stories, and I think a part of me is just so curious more about your acting talents, if you don't mind me asking, because I'd love to know more about how that, you know, because I feel that like when you stepped into a role, it was a further activation of your energies. Can you share a little bit about that with us before we close out our segment?
Experience. It's so, you know, when you're on a, you know, I have to say, when I was working on Hairspray and Pacifier, they were, especially Hairspray, it was one of the most mind-blowing experiences of my life. And it was so much fun to be a part of something like that and to truly feel like you were, you know, we were like a family. But a lot of that was also, too, because we had already known each other from the times we had worked on in the Pacifier. And, you know, I had this amazing experience there, too, with Vin Diesel, and that was just before he really started to do all the Fast and Furious things, and how we had always talked about, you know, how it's a family and you know, how to be supportive and not just, you know, fully be in your ego. And I think, really, it's to him I attribute you really stepping into understanding the ego, because he at that time was really working through that and really trying to understand. He had just braked onto the scene and was, you know, really dealing with his own stuff too, related to what does this all mean and how does it shift me and all this. So it was really interesting to see his process as well. And to be an actress, honestly, it was just like taking on a role but just enjoying it and just, you know, no one's ever asked me this question, so I actually have no idea how to answer it, which is amazing. It was fun. It was an incredible experience, and it was just so awesome to be able to step into another reality and just see what you can learn from it, but not being caught up in that reality, you know, being able to have that sense of self where you don't lose yourself and know that it's just a part. I think that's what a lot of the Hollywood people sometimes get confused with. And it is a different world. It's a different space to be in, especially when you're working on one of those tier one Hollywood blockbusters and money's flowing and the catering is crazy. Then, you know, it's a little different than when you're working on an independent. So, but 10 years in the film industry, working, probably worked on close to 500 movies. So it was a really incredible learning experience, and I attribute so much to it because it made me who I am now, and I'm so honored to have worked with such amazing people, not just the stars, but the crews and the directors and the producers and even the extras. You learn so much from them, the stunt team and the assistant directors, and it's such an amazing experience to be a part of something like that because, like you said, you do feel like a family and you're working towards a goal. But what I liked about it was that it ended. Sometimes you were sad to see a movie finish, and other times you were praising God that it was over. So it was always interesting to have that experience because you always met new people and it was never boring. So it really added to my life and gave me an amazing dimension of growth and of experience and of meeting other people. So I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. It'll always be a part of me that I'll cherish.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that part of your experience as well as all of your experiences with us today. It's been really interesting and fascinating and inspiring to hear just what you can give to people, how you can be of service and support them on their spiritual journey, and also connect them with some really cool destinations around the globe, because I think more people are ready for that. You know, they want to get out into the world and see some of these sacred sites and amazing places on our earth that are so special. And what a great way to do it, you know, through a spiritual journey and with a guide who really knows what's up.
I love that too, because you know what, one of the biggest things we learn is that the sacred site opens up to you according to your vibration, frequency, and energy, because you are the temple. And when you reclaim that you are the temple, it doesn't matter where you go, you'll always have that energy and always have that sacred space. It's really beautiful.
Beautifully said. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Charlotte. It was great to speak with you. And everyone listening, be sure and check out her website, charlottesivak.com, and discover, you know, if there's something that she can help you with wherever you're at right now. So thank you for being here, Charlotte. It's been a joy.
Thank you so much. It was so great to connect with you today.
And please give hugs and kisses to Sushi.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. I hope you can join me for the next show, the next Conscious Cool Chic episode. And as always, feel free to download any episode from the past 2 years, any topic that you might need assistance with. All of these shows are available for free on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. So until next time, take good care, and I wish you the very best. Bye-bye.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment alive.